Yeah, verse 27, the second part teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Amen. You can add something if you like. What the anointing teaches you, you can add. They're saying to John. And he said, the anointing dwells in all of you guys. Maybe, just quickly, I'll just stay here. I believe many saints, at least the ones that I knew, they're so dependent on pastors or teachers. For example, the Catholics, they only hear what the priest says and what the Pope says. And only the Pope is unfallible. Do you believe that? Probably not. And there's so many teachers. Even Peter warned us. The Lord Jesus warned us that there are many false prophets. And even more today. I give you an example. My sister in the Philippines, joined a meeting of one of the demo nominations, and the pastor was teaching something. He taught that there is no divorce, but I will show you a way. If you have a problem with your husband or with your wife, I give you a suggestion. I give you advice. And what was his advice? You should pray. Pray. Prayer is good. Just pray. Yeah, when you have a trouble with your husband or your wife and you can't bear with it anymore, then pray. But this advice, what he said was in this prayer, what should you pray? You should pray that your wife or husband dies earlier. What kind of advice is that? That's really horrible advice. It's dirty. Because the scripture says, if the husband dies or the wife dies, then you're free. So that was his advice for the saints there. And my sister said, everybody was laughing. And I asked her, did no one get up and leave out of the door? Or did someone say, what kind of bad thing are you speaking? But they all laughed. So there are many like that. That's why we have to have this life in us, this anointing, to react. What the Lord gave us, it's the Lord dwelling in you. How would you react if I preach such a word? I think you will... cast me out. You'll lead me Yeah, you will throw me out of the window. But many believers take us as a joke. Then I asked my sister, why do you still go there? Why would you go there? Many strange teachings. Or some say at the Pentecostals, if you don't speak in tongues, you do not have the Spirit. You have to speak in tongues. Then everybody was so desperate and wants to speak in tongues. And there's false tongue speaking. So many people who want to draw us away. Many stories, many examples. What do you want to do? There's only this wonderful anointing that we have received from the Holy Spirit. The Lord spoke in John 14. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will teach us all things. And He will lead you into the truth. Not just teaching, but into the reality and the truth. Often we know the teaching. But God, how can I experience that? Then the Holy Spirit will teach us. He even teaches us the things of the future. In chapter 16, it says that the Holy Spirit will receive more and show to you. We have such a teacher in us, but we don't want to listen to him. It's so difficult to hear the Holy Spirit and experience him. I'd rather listen to this pastor or that pastor. And everybody wants to have a teacher. One time in San Francisco, there was a whole family that was baptized. And right away, a brother came with a stack of books. And I told this brother, just take it away. Bring it back. These new believers, they have to read the book of books. What is it? The Bible. And I told them, and told the dad of this family, you should read the Bible. And he said, but I don't understand the Bible. And I asked him, did you ever read the Bible? No. And then how do you know you can't understand it? Even the first page in Genesis was, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Is that so hard to understand? Is that not an easy think to understand? Do you understand that? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But if I speak in Chinese to you, you can't understand. Everybody of you could understand English. And how can you say you can't read it? You haven't read it yet. You can't just say you don't understand it. I told him, the Lord dwells in you as the Spirit, and He is the best teacher. He will teach you about all things. practical teaching, not just theological teaching. He will lead you into all reality. You should believe in him. You should tell him, I want to know this anointing, get to know it more. Who can replace him? No one can replace this wonderful anointing. Why is it called the anointing? How our brother said, if you are anointed, all essential ingredients of this anointing will be anointed into you. You take it up. If you paint your house, what color do you use? Do you take nice green color? Then you anoint it, the house, your. Then you have a nice apartment. Yeah, you have nice color. The ingredients of this wonderful anointing is what our brother mentioned. In this anointing is the humanity of Christ, his death on the cross, the power of his resurrection, his ascension, all these ingredients of the Lord is contained in this anointing. And when the anointing anoints us, then it brings everything that is Jesus Christ and what he did, everything that he accomplished, his nature, even his godly nature that dwelt in him, it will be anointed into you. Who can do that? The pastor? The pastor can only teach you, but the doctrine cannot bring this essence of the Lord into you. Okay, I understand. But after I understand, I don't have the strength to do what I heard. But when the anointing teaches us, it just doesn't teach us like a teacher, but it anoints you. That's a big difference. We, no matter if we have the right teaching or not, it's better to bring the right teaching, hopefully. We shouldn't bring false teachings. But it's different when you are anointed. Only the anointing can do that. Can you tell someone? Even Paul was a wonderful apostle, and the churches at that time received so much. Look at the letters, for example, Ephesians, Galatians, or the epistle to the Colossians, Philippians, Timothy, 1 Thessalonians. These are very good letters. But was the result? All the churches in Asia left him. They don't want Paul anymore. They say, goodbye, don't come to us anymore. Even the best teaching can't mature the churches to be fully mature and bring them to the goal. Paul learned that the ministry of the new covenant is not of the letter, not the knowledge, not the teaching. I don't have anything against teaching, but teaching cannot make it by itself. That's what we all experienced. We know so much, but it's so difficult to put it into the reality in our family life, in our daily life. We need the anointing. And this anointing has directly to do with the life. It is living. The teaching is fine, but it's not living. You need the anointing. And you've received it. Why don't you use it? We all have to receive this wonderful anointing and learn to listen to it, because it's not a lie and it's the truth. The anointing can never give you a lie. Never, never. It's impossible. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the anointing. You have to decide. If the teaching says no, don't do that, He will give you the strength. When you say, but I don't have the strength, but then the anointing will anoint you and give you the strength. Everything that you need to make it to the goal, the anointing is the Lord Himself. That's why it says anointing. It's the same word as Christ. It's the same word. Yes, sure. What does this Christification do with you? He will Christificate you. Because Christ brings into you and He anoints you with Christ, then you will be transformed into the same image. Who can do that? Even the best teacher like Paul, he can do that. John can't do it either. That's why he told us, you have the anointing of the Holy One. You received it. John doesn't say, I can help you. That's what John didn't say. But you have the anointing. It's up to you. Do you want to experience this anointing? Or do you prefer to be an outward teacher? No one, even the best teachers, they cannot replace the anointing. I have to tell you. Who is better than the anointing? And He brings Christ into us, not just to dwell there, but into every part of your being. He will anoint you. Amen. Because the goal is to transform us into His image. We will be like the firstborn son. Yeah, we will be transformed. The anointing will make us the image of Him. It will transform us. That's very important. Isn't that our wish? Show me who can do that. I know someone who has so much teaching over the last 50 years and training after training, but no one's anointed. In the end, there's so much trouble. So many problems. Much death. In the end, it was death. The letter kills. That's what Paul says. And then, okay, what should we do? Not read the Bible anymore? Have no more conferences? No. That's not what we mean. But no one can replace this anointing. Praise the Lord. We should have fellowship. That's important. But no one can replace this anointing. If you want to have life and want to experience life, then you need the anointing. Okay. It's very simple. And we've all received this anointing. Or did you not receive it? And you? Do you have the anointing? Or why have you received it? If it's just there, you don't experience this anointing. Then it's a waste. But everybody has received the anointing. You can't say, I didn't get it. But you have to dwell in Him, abide in Him, and be obedient. You have to be willing. Say amen. Let the anointing do your work, its work in you. It's up to you. We have to choose. Like Adam and Eve, do you want this or that? What do you want? Do you want much knowledge in your head? Or do you want to have the nature of Christ in you? That's what you have to choose. That's this wonderful anointing that John mentioned. It's so necessary. That's what it says there. And then I told the brother, you have the best teacher that dwells in you. Have patience. Ask him. The problem is, if I don't understand something, I just go to the library. The books are not anointed. And then I go to the internet. What does that mean? And what does that say? And then you have so many sources. But the best source and the most reliable source that does not lie, that is the truth. But you don't care about that anointing. You just believe all the other sources. But the anointing gives you the truth and the nature. And that's what we want. When I was young, who else is young here? I'm old. How old are you? 17. When I was 20 years old, I grew up in the church. I want to know everything. I read so many books, left and right. I want to know what it means, this and that. That didn't change my life, though. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you something. When we have the anointing, you will get the best knowledge, not through books, but through the anointing. You will have the reality. You will know the Lord. You will know what's God's plan. You will know God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Then you will have the true knowledge. Even better, you will experience the reality. Yeah. Praise the Lord for Brother John. Everything's so easy when we have the anointing. Amen. Oh, we might be all hungry, huh? After the anointing. More hunger for the anointing. I just want to remind